Time to talk Guardians baseball with Jim Rosenhaus on WEOL. It's brought to you by your Northridge convenience Sunoco, Center Ridge and Barton Roads, and also your locally owned and operated Tuffy Auto Service Centers on Cleveland Street, Elyria, Broadway, Lorraine, Route 58 in Amherst. Jim, they use that phrase for Tuffy. It's a Tuffy sometimes when they're talking about Tuffy Auto Service Center. We anticipated our games against the Twins. Did the Twins kind of sort of just wake up and think, you know, we have to take control here? Because all season we were thinking the Twins are just don't seem like they want the Central, right? I don't know if that occurred to them at all in the last couple of games.
I think they played some good baseball and they've been good since the All-Star break. I think coming into the series, they had the fourth best record in the American League. So they were playing better, and you know they had their pitching lined up really well, and they caught the Guardians when Cleveland did not play well. And it started Monday night with a rough start for Lucas Giolito for a lot of different reasons, I think, but the Twins played better baseball this week, and as a result, they've started to pull away. Mathematically, Cleveland's still in it, but realistically, it would take a miracle at this point for them to be able to pull out the division.
Well, we got to play. They gave us the games. You got to keep playing them.
Yeah, that's true.
Move on from there. I want to just go back to Giolito. I guess he's scheduled to start a game on Saturday against the Angels. At least that's the way the recent notes came about for that. You kind of feel sorry, right? He's coming into a team hoping to help them. They're setting this up for a big series. And then that was just kind of a crazy game, the way that it happened so quickly.
Yeah, and you know, you look at it, and there's a million reasons why. He's been a good pitcher, and he was off to a pretty good start most of the first half of the season with the White Sox. But since the trade to the Angels, he's really struggled. And it's interesting because, you know, certain pitchers can roll with stuff a little bit better than others. Others really are creatures of routine and habit, and they love to pitch on their regular day. And, I think Corey Kluber was like that, some others here. And Giolito has been like that, but he wasn't able to do that with the Angels because of the Ohtani factor for a while. They kind of slot him in whenever he is supposed to pitch, and he's a weekly pitcher, not an every-five-day pitcher. So they had to do some juggling with their rotation, and I don't think Giolito ever got on schedule. He wasn't on schedule Monday night, what he normally would be. And also, he just hasn't thrown the ball as well. So I think all of that came together, and you know, he wanted to do badly. I had a chance to visit with him over the weekend before he started, and you know, he was really excited to be here, to be in a potential pennant race, and certainly pitch in big games. And he had that on Monday night, but just didn't perform well. And it got out of hand in a hurry.
Oh, absolutely. And I tell you, I like a lot of people, when it was the 9 runs for the Twins, I was kind of had other things to do. And when I checked back on the final score, I was sort of blurry-eyed when I looked later in the evening, and I thought, does that really say 20? I mean, you just, and then I looked, I thought, hey, we got 6. So we kind of, we did add some more. We didn't really give up. We continued to play. What does a game like that and sort of this series do for this young team, you know, to put in their pocket for the future? What do you, is anything, or is it just one of those games you kind of have to write off?
Well, the game, I mean, yeah, you don't worry about, you know, what the final score is. Sometimes those are easier to put in the rearview mirror than a close loss in extra innings. I think the series and this stretch here in September for young players, now they're going through it for the first time, a lot of them. And it can only help. Obviously, you'd like to be able to come away with wins, but anytime you can play meaningful games in September, that's helpful, especially for young players. So I think what's been really encouraging, we've seen tremendous improvement from Gabriel Arias at the plate, from Bo Naylor at the plate. So those are things that you try and hang your hat on if you can't come away with wins and it starts to turn a little bit in that direction. So, they look at some of the individual stuff. Tanner Bibee with a really good start on Tuesday night. So you just hope that those are things that experiences will help them in the future.
We come to a West Coast swing now, heading out to take on the Angels for a four-game set. Does the fact that we have four Angel players on our team help us? You know, sometimes in football, they sign a guy who's on the squad from the team that they're playing so they can pump him for information. Baseball doesn't play that same way, but I just wondered if there's, you know, anything from that at all.
You know, I don't know. That's interesting. I think each player is different. For two of them, at least, they were only there for a month.
Yeah, that's
I don't
true.
Think they got too attached to the situation.
Right.
At this point in time, as much roster churn and turnover that Cleveland has had, oh my goodness, Anaheim's had more.
Wow.
They've really turned it over and done some things that I think other teams in baseball haven't been too pleased with, the way they just dumped players there about a week ago. So it'll be interesting to see how they do handle it, because you're right, it is a different type situation. Honestly, I don't think it'll matter much, just because the players weren't there that long.
It's true. Let's just talk a little bit. I see down the road it's possible that we might see some Shane Bieber or Tristan McKenzie. Is it worth putting them back on the field this season, I ask?
Absolutely, Bruce, because I think what it does, and look, it's not going to be, hey, Shane, go out and pitch eight innings and shut out baseball. Most likely when they come back, if they can just get on the mound and pitch three or four innings, they might be happy with that. Now, they're going to build them up in the minor leagues, but they definitely want them to get back out there, because they want to make sure that what they've done has gotten them healthy and that they still don't need surgery. If they start building up here in game situations and then they pitch here at the end of the season and it doesn't go well, then they know they have to take a different path. But I think they want to give both and the organization peace of mind heading into the off season that they are healthy and that they can build up properly for next year's spring training.
Mm. I'm looking at some notes from one of the Chronicle Telegram. They have some Guardian notes, and one of this says, Cleveland entered Tuesday out hitting its opponents in 51 games, which accounted for the most in Major League Baseball, five more than any other American League team. What does that stat really even mean? Any idea?
Bruce, it doesn't mean anything from the standpoint of the most important stat is runs. And that's the one you look at for them. If they outrun their opponents more than you see where I'm going?
Right, exactly. Right,
if you score more runs than your opponents, that's the real number that matters.
Right. Hits is that second one in the scoring when you look at it. It's not the first one, which is the most important one.
Correct.
Sometimes you have to hang your hat somewhere along the way on something interesting. That just shows that
it's a nice note, though.
Yeah, they're making contact, as it were, for that.
Yes.
Well, we look forward to your call tonight in this seven-game road trip out on the West Coast. Look for some Guardian victories and sweet dreams for people who are maybe not staying up and wake up to another Guardians win. We'll talk again next week, Rosie.
We'll put them to sleep, Bruce.
I hope not. Score off early and often, I guess it would be. Thanks for your time today, Rosie. Talk to you later.
You got it.
Well,
see ya.
Jim Rosenau is joining us. Guardians baseball again is brought to you on WEOL by your North Vigil Convenience, Sunoco, Center Ridge and Barton Roads, and your Tuffy Auto Service Centers.